I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
This is a journey into sound.
Good evening and welcome to my show. Yes, that's right, people. It's Steve Henn throwing you 100 tunes between now and Christmas Eve. And today is the 10th day of December. My true love said to me, get out. I always do that. I can't stop myself. But I tell you what, 14 sleeps till the big man comes down with his big bulging sack. You can make of that what you will. 14 sleeps! Because I think you don't count Christmas Eve as a sleep, because that's the day the man comes. Ho, ho, ho. So, this is it. If you don't know what we're doing, I'm doing 100 of my favourite songs. Now, these are my favourite songs. They're not necessarily the best songs in the world. They are the songs that mean very much more to me than other songs. Although, in the future, that will change, obviously, because you can't pin it down. It is not the tail on the donkey. This is just the moment in time. And this moment in time, boys and girls, people of the world, spice up your life. I'm your man. And at number
31,
it's Wham! And I am your man.
Baby,
I could have given you 12 inches of that. That's what he said. But I'll take you halfway round the world. Listen, that song should be number one. Wham, that song, I'm Your Man, is one of the only songs that I will dance to if you stick it on. There's about three, right? I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Wham, George Michael, brilliant. Weirdly, last week we played a Freddie Mercury song, and we haven't played a Queen song. This week we've played a Wham song, but we haven't played a George Michael song. Now, I'm not sure if that's cryptic or not, but I always use a cryptic to stick things down with. It's good, this is. It's good, isn't it? Week 8, and every song has to be a classic, has to be a banger. We've got 30-odd songs to go till you know what my favourite song of all time is. Now, there's been a little bit of jiggery-pokery in this week because there was a track that should have gone back way, way, way back when Diamond Head was too long, so this is a bit shorter. This is actually one of those songs which has a huge amount of streams on Spotify. This song has 391 million streams. And this is not the most streamed song in my list. Oh, no. This next song, which is number 30 in my 100 all-time favourite songs, one of the highest streaming songs, but it's not the highest. The highest is coming up in a couple of weeks, but this week I am playing. This is probably, it's like a one-hit wonder. With nearly 400 million streams, it is one of the biggest songs, and it is Ram Jam, Black Betty.
Whoa!
Whoa, Black Betty, Bam Balam. There we are, number 30 in my top 100 tunes. And guaranteed, that is an absolute classic. And I actually kicked AC/DC out of touch too much to put Black Betty in my 100 songs. Madness, a lot of people would say. But I don't know, it's difficult. It's difficult. It's songs that make me go, ooh. I told you about songs previously that have an emotional attachment to them, makes me think of certain relationships that I've had in the past. This one is a case in point. Although I was never a huge fan of this band, this album, the album's Revenge, the album's a brilliant album. It is my obviously favourite album by this band, and it is my favourite track off that album. And it also is attached to my heart and a relationship that I had when this was in the charts. And it is the Eurythmics, if you didn't know that what was coming. So I also give free English lessons. I did try French lessons, but people are very nonplussed about that. So here we go. It's Thorn in My Side by the Eurythmics at number
29.
Tried to hurt me, but now I know.
Run.
run. To run away from you.
That sounds as though I didn't like the person that this song makes me think of, but I did. Very much so. And I think it's a nice song. Although it is more about a breakup, but I don't look at it as a breakup. I think of it as a joining. But anyway, Eurythmics at number 29. Hey, Steve, if that's your Eurythmics, what is at 28? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Some of you may be very old. Some of you may be my age. Some of you, most of you, all of you, probably younger than me now. But when I was a lad, there was a thing on the television. Jonathan Ross took it over. It was with Barry Norman, and it was a film review show. And I think it was called Film 72, maybe it started off, then became Film 73, 74, 75, blah, blah, blah. You get the picture. You get the picture? A joke I didn't even know I could make. But it was Barry Norman used to review, and the music for this was quite iconic. And for years, I just thought it was an instrumental piece of music. And I was doing a comedy gig, and I needed to have some music that made people think of a film critic. So I thought, oh, that'd be really good for a film critic review. That was, about 6-7 years ago? And it's actually from a song. The song I know it is from Nina Simone, and I think, to be fair, Nina Simone's is the best Vosges version. It is written by a bloke, but Nina Simone's version is poetry. It is beautiful. And it has such a strong and important message. Now, I'm not going to stand here on my soapbox and say, you know, let's all be woke, because we should all be woke anyway. And I hate the way it's been used, because people who use woke out of context basically should have a punch in the face.
What?
Which in itself is not very woke. Listen to the lyrics, read the lyrics, listen to the music, and listen to her voice. I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. Here you go, Nina Simone at number
28.
Longing to live, I wish I could do
not saying, cause I know how it feels. I know how it feels to be free. Yeah, yeah, I know how it feels. It's time now. I know how it feels. How it feels to be free. Lord, Lord, Lord.
Sings it with passion. Sings it with feeling, sings it with meaning. You know, wake up, people. Not walk a mile in my shoes. Honestly. Yeah, you wouldn't like what's going on up there. But walk a mile in other people's shoes, you know. Just get over it. Fucking hell. Wow. Can't believe that we are now at song number 27. 27. This year, 100 favourite songs from Steve Henn over the decades. And I've had a lot of 70s stuff, had a few 60s, 80s, 90s, noughties, naughty tens. But how can somebody of my age and experience and just all round general, I've got smolts and I got smolts, you know what I mean? But how can I put in at number 27 a song that hasn't been out for a year? It's been about 11 months because I think it came out January this year. And the album is from a Canadian band and it is called Fearless, the album. And it was released this year. And they are a two-piece band from Canada. And my favourite band is Rush. If you don't know that, then you don't know what's in the top 10, do you really? I could put 100 songs of Rush in this show and I'd be happy. But this is a Canadian band who are, in mine and a few other people's, they ooze Rush through their pores because they're Canadian. They're young lads. The singer and drummer, there's two of them. So one plays drums and sings and Bobby plays other instruments but not live. And the other guy does everything, right? I should know their names and all that, shouldn't I? But they're called Crownlands. The album's Fearless. This is like in my top 100 and it's only been out 11 months. Here we are at number
27.
Dreamer of the Dawn.
Wind flames awaken, dance on different strings.
listen to that, man. Two people making that incredible sound. Two Canadian people making that incredible sound. If you like Rush, I can't see why you wouldn't like that. Especially now we don't have any Rush. I'm so excited about Crownlands, and I really am hoping that they have a big, big, big future ahead of them. Fingers crossed. Fucking bastard. COVID's a bitch, isn't it? Right, listen, that was 27. What is 26? What indeed is 26? Steve, don't tell me you're a new romantic. I'm not a new romantic. I think the new romantic 80s shit was shit. Sorry, there's a lot of people that will not agree with that, and a lot of people that would want to go fisticuffs with me on that. But seriously, this one is gold. Seriously, gold. It's got the Cray twins in this band. The Kempses, and we did this in a review at the when I was at Bromsgrove General Hospital. Nothing wrong with me. And when I was there, I was a porter at the hospital at Bromsgrove General, and I was there at a bedside, and the doctor, I heard him bend over. He bent over, and I heard him say to one of the patients, he said, "Unfortunately, I've got some good news and some bad news." And the patient said, "Well, what's the bad news, doctor?" He said, "The bad news, I'm afraid, is that we took the wrong leg off by mistake." And the patient's distraught, obviously. And he goes, "Well, what on earth is the good news?" And the doctor nodded towards another of the porters. He said, "See that porter over there?" "Yeah." He goes, "I'm shagging him tonight." So, yeah, we did a hospital review at the hospital, and this song I really wanted to sing. And it was my friend I mentioned last week. She was going to sing it with me. And because she was such a good friend, she said that I couldn't sing it because my voice was shit.
What?
So there was somebody else who actually played guitar and sang it as well. And it was really, really very good and a lovely moment in the review. This song is brilliant. And I think Tony Hadley actually said it is the best song that he thinks Spando Barry ever did. So here we are, Through the Barricades, Spando Ballet, at number 26.
sing as the drums begin to fade. But we made our love on wasteland to the band.
Another painful fade out. Through the barricade, Spandau Ballet. Shout out to the Uke Men League. Listen. If you don't like that, there's something probably wrong with you. Seriously, I mean, I can judge you. I teach everyone not to judge, you know what I mean? But that is, come on. I actually looked at the last three songs now. We've got three more songs to go. All of them. Sing-along classics, really. Three beautiful pieces of music. This next band that I'm going to play, probably, if you said to me at the moment in 2023, Steve, what is your top five bands? I would include this next band. They're from Australia. They're a brother and sister group. And I have no idea how I discovered them. Absolutely no idea, but I have seen them three times. Seen them at the Hammersmith Apollo, whatever it's called now, Somerset House outside, and the Albert Hall. I have seen them. I think you call them a folk group, but they can play some, like, it's got emotional kick to it, and it's got some, like, live, it's moments of pure electric joy in their folk. And they have close harmony, which is really, really, really just beautiful. But this is from an album that, because I thought they split up, but they actually got back together and did this album way back in 2014, and imaginatively titled Angus and Julia Stone, which is their name. Now, Angus and Julia Stone, this album was produced by Rick Rubin, who produced the 13th album by Black Sabbath. if you ever get a chance to see the Black Sabbath making of 13, Rick Rubin is producing the album and he's just lying down, big, massive white beard. What a dick. And he's just lying down on this big bed producing it. Amazing. This album by Angus and Julia Stone, which is their sort of comeback album, called Angus and Julia Stone, produced by Rick Rubin, one of my favourite bands at the moment. Death Defying Axe is the name of this song. And I was so lucky that I actually got to Somerset House early and they were sound checking this song. And live, it's brilliant. And on Memorex, it's brilliant too. So this is Angus and Julia Stone with Death Defying Axe at number
25.
I'm everything I have ever.
Have I lost you or have I won you? Angus and Julia Stone. Honestly, just search them on your Spotty, on your Spotty Dick. Search them on your Spotify's or your iTunes or your Tidals or your Amazon. You know what I mean? Search Angus and Julia Stone. You will not be disappointed if you liked any little bit of that song. L-O-V-E them. Two songs left. What are those two songs, Steve? Well, this, I believe, is a classic, but the only way I can tell you if it is a classic is by telling you the amount of streams. And if the streams aren't as high as I think they are, then it's not a classic. And, oh, for fuck's sake, is that all? Nearly 4 million streams, which is a lot, considering some of the songs I played are under 10,000. But that's not the point. And also, Spotify does things differently as well. And this was out on vinyl many, 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 many years ago. Stay With Me Till Dawn, Judy Zook. Or some people would say Tazook. She's got a lovely, lovely voice. And she's still working today doing songs and stuff. Judy Zook, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant at number 24.
Is this a game you play? I don't understand what's going on. I can't see through your frown. First you're up, then you're down. You're keeping me from someone I want to know. But I'll be
thank you.
Judy Tsiduk. Judy Tsiduk. I can't say it anymore. Judy Tsiduk. My goodness gracious me. If you're old, you'll know that. And if it's the first time you've heard it, then come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You're saying, Steve, thank you so much for playing your 100 favourite songs. I can't believe that we're down to 23. Does that mean we've got 2 weeks left? No, people of the world, spice up your lives. We have more than 2 weeks because from 23 to number one, it's going to take 3 weeks. We've got three more weeks of this shit. 22 songs left. Can you imagine how good they're going to be if that was 24? Come on, Steve, let's get to the end of this show. Let's bring the end of this show in. Steve, come on. What's it going to be? It's going to be the Eagles. No. Yes, the Eagles. Favourite album, favourite song, Hotel California. It's the last track on the album. It's the last track of this show. So I'll see you next week. I'm going to leave you with a last resort from the Eagles. Thank you so much for staying with this. If you've enjoyed this, you know, do tell your friends that you can go on Spotify and listen to the whole 100 songs without me talking. I know, but that won't be till the end of this run because I'm not going to put it up publicly until the end of the run. So see you next week. Thanks so much for joining in and listening. I hope you enjoy this. It's the last resort at number
23.
She came from Providence, one in Rhode Island, where the old world shadows hang heavy in the air. She packed her hopes and dreams like a refugee, just as her father came across the sea. Heard about a place people were smiling. They spoke about the red man's weight and how they loved the land. And they came from everywhere to the great divide, seeking a place to stand or a place to hide. Down in the crowded bars, out for a good time. Can't wait to tell you all what it's like up there. They call it paradise. I don't know why. Somebody laid the mountains low while the town got high. sail to Lahaina, just like the missionaries did so many years ago. They even brought a neon sign, Jesus is coming. Brought the white man's burden down, brought the white man's ring. Who will provide the grand design? What is yours and what is mine? There is no more new frontier. We have got to make it here. We satisfy our endless needs and justify.
We'll be right back.